It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Get more on the town of Hillsboro at hillsboronc.gov. Hillsboro Town Board has a meeting tonight, and then the Assembly of Governments meeting, bringing together all the municipalities in Orange County tomorrow evening. So a busy couple of days for the town board. Joined now by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens to talk about it. Mayor, good to have you with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. Yes, we got a lot of meetings. We have the our board meeting tonight, Assembly Governments tomorrow, and actually on Valentine's Day, we have a joint meeting with the Hillsboro Town Board and the County Commissioners. But so we'll just take one right after the other. Where do you want to start?
You didn't have any plans on Valentine's Day, right? It was going to be a meeting no matter what, right?
It looked like it. Yeah. It just seems like there's nothing else we can do.
So tonight's work session, 7 p.m. at the town board meeting. Transportation has kind of been a big issue, I've noticed, just in the last couple of weeks, not just for Hillsboro, but it seems like every municipality in Orange County is really starting the year by focusing on short-term and long-term transportation projects, and that's the case again tonight for you, right?
Absolutely. So we will spend a little bit of time reviewing some of the comments and talking about the comments regarding the widening of Churton Street and Orange Grove Road. And, of course, one of the big things that's important to us is the widening of 85 and 40 and train station and all these projects. We're realizing that they're all very much interdependent. So we expect our comments are going to be a lot about, let's clarify the schedule about what's going to make sense for these projects going. That's going to be like probably number one, as well as concerns that we have about the the scale and the scope of the road widening. We know that needs to happen, but do we need 12 foot lanes, or will a 10 foot or 11 foot lane suffice, and what kind of medians do we have, and that whole vision about the entranceway that we've been talking about since 2006 when we did the Churton Street corridor plan, and how much is this DOT plan in line with that? That's going to be part of our conversation. But then tonight, the main topic is going to be the train station, which is, now a funded project. This is an Amtrak station. Sometimes people wonder, is this part of light rail? It's not part of the light rail project. This is Amtrak, comes through several times a day in Hillsboro, and we've known for a decade now that we're ready for a train station. It's now a funded project. It is a project that the town is going to manage. We have 5 years now to get this project done, in order to get it done with the state money. And so the clock has started ticking. And in that case, we need to start deciding what exactly we're going to, the town is going to end up owning this building, and there'll be a lot of extra space in it. What do we want to use that building for? Are we going to use it for town facilities? Is this going to be something that's going to be more open to the public? And what's the context of the development that we see around that? And that's going to be the main topic of our discussion tonight.
So how much of the, and I'm sure all of these topics are going to be involved in the larger discussion at some point, but you've got the discussion of what the building is going to look like, and then what the area around the building is going to look like, because this is going to be an opportunity for development and businesses and housing and everything else. So how much do all of those issues kind of intermingle here right now?
Well, they do. They intermingle a lot there, of course. So we know we have, an $8 million budget for this building. We've got a pretty good idea about what that building envelope is like. But in terms of the amenities in the buildings, what the interiors might look like, and how that building would be used, now's the time. That's certainly going to be impacted by what's our vision for the area around it. Again, for those who may not be familiar, this is in that area between the railroad tracks and the river of downtown, just south of downtown, and Interstate 85. You've got next to it about 130 acres, which is the Collins Ridge development. You've got the redevelopment of Daniel Boone Village. You've got the whole business sector of Churton Street there. The town back in, 2008, 2009, purchased 20 acres, knowing we would want to have some skin in the game about how this area in the central part of town gets developed. Now's the time to start thinking about that. So I can imagine We'd want to see some commercial there, some kind of housing, some kind of mixed development, something that's transit oriented. There's been maybe art center or something proposed there back in 2009 or 2010, I believe. We did have a community task force that looked at it, came up with some, again, some just conceptual ideas, which were acknowledged by the town, but were not necessarily adopted into our strategic plan. So there's still a lot of room to play in that area. So the first and foremost, we're going to be looking at, you know, what do we want to use our building? But certainly this is now's the time to start thinking, how do we want to see that land around us developed?
Mm. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, we're talking about tonight's meeting. And if you want the full agenda for that, hillsboroughnc.gov is the website for the town. You can get the full agenda there and more information on these topics. This is tonight's meeting. Tomorrow night, I got another meeting, and this is a larger one, the Assembly of Governments meeting that brings together all the municipalities. That's also going to be in Hillsborough at the Witted Building at 7 o'clock. And this is going to be a packed agenda. Affordable housing, transit again, as everyone's talking about, opportunities for cooperation between the governments that always comes up at these meetings, climate change, water and sewer, the Green Tract, which is closer to Chapel Hill, and then an update on the census, which is coming up next year. What is the top item on your agenda for tomorrow night?
Well, I think for as far as the town of Hillsborough, certainly big one is goes back to transportation, circulator mm-hmm. route. We're very, very eager. The bus route that we have that goes around town has been very successful, but it goes in one direction, which means we're really, it's probably underutilized. And, you know, when are we going to implement the in other directions? And it looks like there's been some work done on that, so I'm very eager to hear about that. Affordable housing is always something that's on everybody's mind. And affordable housing looks very different in Hillsborough than it does in Chapel Hill. And so where is it that we work together? Where is it that it makes sense we kind of go in maybe a little bit different direction? Or do we sign on for countywide projects that involve everything, all the municipalities in the county? Or where is it that Hillsborough opts out? So that's always a question for us. Certainly we're interested in the larger issues about what's happening with the census, what's happening with climate change. I think all the different parties are very gracious. We put topics like the Green Track, which Hillsborough really has, that's much more of a very specific sort of Chapel Hill, Carborough and county. So those are often put at the end so some of the Hillsborough folks can excuse themselves. So again, we have a good working relationships. My understanding is, in talking with other mayors and certainly with the county folks, Penny Rich, the chair of the county commissioners, we want to look at kind of one orange and what are things, where can we cooperate and where can we really leverage where we're doing things together? And I think some of that is very high level conversation. Some of it is really kind of on the ground or the projects that are going to be happening. So I suspect the conversation will go in a lot of different directions, but there is a lot to talk about tomorrow night. So I'm looking forward to gaining a lot of information as well as having that conversation.
And if you're listening out there, you want the full agenda for that meeting, you can get that on the county's website, which is orangecountync.gov. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and as we wrap up, upcoming events in town that people want to know about?
Well, always lots of things that are going on. Say our chamber has their annual meeting this Friday, but that looks to be sold out, but should be a big meeting. I know the Freedom Spirit is doing a celebration of Black History Month on a very, very difficult topic, talking about a symposium about the history of lynching in Orange County and throughout North Carolina. That's going to be at the Passmore Center. It's part of looking at that very important parts of history, which are sometimes not so pleasant, but something that we really need to acknowledge. We have in a couple weeks coming up Revolutionary War Living History Day. That's going to be happening at the Visitor Center in Burwell School. So the visit HillsboroughNC.com website is a good place to go to see what kinds of events are happening. I will say the arts are always figuring large in Hillsborough. We had a very, very successful last Friday's art walk. just this past weekend, and expect that to continue in March, in February and March, and always put that last Friday art walk on your calendar.
Awesome. Again, visit hillsboronc.com for the full events and happenings calendar, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government, and that town board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock. Assembly of Governments meeting is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in the Witted Building. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.